lead us in worship, we are reminded, Lord, that everything we do is a blessing from you.
感谢你让敬拜的团队带领我们用诗歌音乐来赞美你，这针对我们是何等的祝福呀！
And Lord, I especially thank you that the gift that you give us is so precious because it's your Son Jesus Christ.
主啊，你给我们的这样的礼物，你的儿子耶稣基督是何等的宝贵！
And Lord, I'm incredibly thankful that we can come as deeply ungrateful, imperfect people to you.
我们真的是你让我们这些不完全的罪人，得以完全。
And Lord, even though we fall short so much every day, you still allow us to come and worship you and stand before you, a holy God.
我们在生活中真的是常常的遭遇失败，亏缺神的荣耀，但是你还是给我们这样的机会，站在你的面前来敬拜你。
That's such a great gift.
这真是很伟大的礼物。
And so, Lord, I thank you for each person here.
主啊，我为在这里的每一个人向你献上感谢。
I know that everybody here might be a little bit food coma from Thanksgiving dinner.
也许有人来是为了我们的聚餐。
And they might be sleepy.
也许这时候你已经昏昏欲睡。
But Lord, the fact that we get to spend this time together, I pray that you will give us energy to listen to your story today.
但主啊，求你赐给我们力量，来好好的听你的故事。
Strengthen Tishi and myself as we come and share your word with our brothers and sisters and friends here.
愿你保守讲台上的讲员和翻译能够分享你的福音。
And for those that are gathered here, some of us here are not feeling so well.
也保守我们当中的会众，医治我们当中软弱的。
And for those that are doing well, I praise you, Lord, for that too.
我也为你们软弱的肢体祷告。
By your Spirit, would you just meet us tonight and take care of us and guide us as we spend this time with you.
愿你的圣灵亲自的来带领我们。
So Lord, we thank you again in Jesus Christ's name.
感谢主，奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。Amen.
I want you guys to take a moment to think about this question. I think Chris kind of did it already, but in a different way. But the question I want to ask is, what are you thankful for today?
我今天先来问一个问题，刚才 Chris 也问到了，你到底是为什么东西而感恩呢？
So take a moment, think about that.
好好想一想。
For some of us, it could be good grades.
也许是有的人感恩有很好的分数。
Maybe someone we care about or we like responded to us.
也许是你喜欢的东西。
Maybe your job went well.
你的工作。
Maybe you got a compliment from your boss.
你的老板。
It could be many different things.
可以是很多不同的东西。
And I think Thanksgiving is one of those times where we actually take a moment.And we ponder what and give thanks for these things.
感恩节就是这样一个时节，让我们来停下来想一想，我们要对什么说感谢。
But do you guys know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
但你们知道我们为什么要庆祝感恩节吗？
So if I asked you guys, and I asked younger kids, they'll say it's the pilgrims.
如果我问小小孩，他们会说是美国最早的一批移民。
Yeah, they came, they were able to survive, so they give thanks, so they have Thanksgiving. That was how it started.
他们来到这片大陆，成功的存活了下来，于是他们就非常的感恩。
For some of you here that are maybe new to the country, it's the food.
如果你是从外国新来到这片土地，你可能感恩的是这里的食物。
But actually, the story of Thanksgiving is tied to history in our U.S. history.
其实感恩节是与美国的历史紧密相关的。
And one of the quotes I put up, we don't have to translate it today. We'll go fast, okay?It's this idea, Abraham Lincoln, and over the history of our U.S., our country, people have said we should celebrate and give thanks. Sorry, I've said this.
这里的一段引用的文章就是林肯关于感恩节的一段宣言，我们为什么要来庆祝这个感恩的节日。
And what Abraham Lincoln says is that we give thanks because it's God that has done all these things.
林肯在这里说我们献上感恩是因为上帝成就了这一切。
And we honor God because it's all around God and what he has done for us through Jesus.
这一切都是与基督相关，与上帝相关的。
And so what if I told you today, and this sounds really salesman-y, sounds like a little salesman, but I'm not. What, yeah, sorry.
也许我今天很像一个推销员，但是我不是。
Because what if I said that you have a chance to receive the greatest gift you could ever get.
这个消息就是你有机会得到一个最美妙的礼物。
Because, I'm thankful that I get to stand here with you tonight.
我真的很感恩今天晚上可以站在这里。
Because about 8-9 years ago,
大概八九年前
I was driving one day and I was praying for my future.
我一边开着车一边为自己的将来祷告。
And all my life, if you knew me, I wanted to make money.
我过去一辈子我的梦想就是赚钱。
Have a fast car.
开一辆好车。
Have more fast cars.
好多好多的跑车。
And maybe make more money.
然后赚更多的钱。
Everybody that knows me from before, that's who I am.
如果你以前很了解我，我就是这样的人。
And I was not a nice guy.
我这个人并不是很友好。
And I was driving, and I had become a Christian already, and I had been praying about what God do you want me to do with my life.
我当时已经是基督徒了，然后我就向主祷告，我的生命应该有个什么样的计划。
And all my life, I wanted to be a lawyer.
我以前的梦想就是想当个律师。
But you know why I want to be a lawyer?
我为什么要变成律师呢？
So I can be a judge.
所以我可以去做法官。
Yeah, because if you know my Chinese name, 我姓管。
我的中国名叫。
It's kind of in my blood.
我中文名就叫管，所以
这是我学历。And like my name, the way my dad made it, it sounds like I'm a judge already.
我爸爸给我取的名字让我听起来就很像一个法官。
And then I wanted to be a judge because I wanted to help people.
我想做法官是因为我想帮助人。
How? Well, if you have trouble, I give you a less sentence.
如果你比较倒霉，我会给你减点刑。
That's good. Yeah. So if you have a 5-year sentence, I say, hey, I'll give it to you 2 years. Give you 3 years off. I'll be a good judge.
我可以把你五六年的刑减到两三年，我就会是个好法官。
But as I'm studying for the LSAT, which I did okay,
我甚至为这个去准备这个考试了。
It just wasn't what I wanted to do ultimately with my heart. My heart, I knew it wasn't the thing I wanted to do. My heart had changed.
但这不是我真心想做的事情。
Because
心被改变了。
After I become a Christian, the thing I've always asked myself is, how can I live a life that ultimately honors God first?
我成为基督徒后，我首要的考虑是说，我要做什么才能荣耀上帝。
And then I realized, the greatest gift you can give anybody in this world, in my opinion, is the gospel.
我意识到我能与人分享最好的东西就是福音。
Because the gospel story, if you believe it, okay?
如果你相信福音。
From this point in your life, if you have never believed it before, this point in your life, wherever you are, maybe you're 17, maybe you're 25, 45, whatever.
不管你多大，如果以前你不相信神，现在从这一刻开始你相信了福音。
From this point forward to eternity, you're with God.
从这一刻开始一直到永生，你都与神同在。
What could be a better gift than that?
有比这更好的礼物吗？
I give you $5 million, you'll probably spend it all. In your lifetime.
如果我给你500万美金，你可能就把它全都花掉了。
But if I give you the gospel,
如果给你福音，
you have the most powerful, most precious thing in the world.
你有这个世界上最有力、最宝贵的东西。
And so I thought, okay, well, that's my life. I'm just gonna wherever I go, I'm just gonna share the gospel. I'll just do it.
所以我决定与人分享福音。
And so I share that with you guys because I'm very thankful to stand here with you guys.
我想与大家分享这个，因为我真的很感恩。
Because I never knew I would be right here.Getting to tell you about the greatest gift I was given.
我难以想象我会站在这里与你们分享福音。
Because the story of God is a story of grace. It's a story of redemption, salvation.
因为福音的故事就是救赎的故事，就是恩典。
The idea of the gospel story, I think we have a really famous Christian verse. I think you guys have heard of it.
我们有一些非常有名的一些圣经的章节。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
You guys know this verse, right?
你们都知道了吧
？I do. I'm terrible at memorization, but I'll read it for you, or he'll read it for you in Chinese.
我记忆很差，但我会。
But I'll read it in English first. Yeah. So John 3:16 says this: For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节：神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that's the encapsulating the idea of the gospel in one very powerful statement. It talks to us about a gift that God has given us that we don't deserve.
所以这一句话就高度的概括了福音的本质，福音的核心，就是一份我们不配得的恩典。
And I usually summarize the gospel into very simple. There's different ways to do it, a lot of different ways, okay? But one way I just say it, I've learned recently, I've been kind of wrestling with it, is the idea there are four points to the gospel that we can think about.
当然有很多宣讲福音的方法，但是我最近学到了一个方法，就是用四个词来概括福音。
It can be a lot more long-winded, it can be very short.
这是个很短的版本。
The idea that there is a God, right?
有一个上帝，首先。
We have sin.
我们有罪。
And it keeps us from God.
罪让我们与神隔绝。
And we need Jesus Christ to save us.
所以我们需要耶稣基督的救赎。
And the way we do that is through faith.
我们怎么得到呢？就通过信心。
Okay. Now, that's very simplified. So, there's probably a lot of theological holes there. So, forgive me. Be patient here.
当然这个如果讲得太过简略的话，你们还请见谅。
And the reason I'm telling you this is this. Because there's an almighty, all-powerful God that has created everything we have.
是首先有这样一位上帝，他是全知全能的。他创造了一切。
And the reason you're here with us, why Christians gather together, is because every time we gather, we think the gospel.
我们基督徒为什么要聚会？因为我们每当聚会的时候，我们就是在思想福音。
And the idea of God is that we ought to, we need to live for Him.
我们思想，我们应该为他而活。
Because He created us.
因为上帝创造了我们。
And if He is infinitely good, He wants the best for us.
他是无限的神，他爱我们，所以他是最好的。
And despite His love for us, we turned our backs to Him. We turned our hearts away from Him.
虽然他这样爱我们，但是我们人却常常背离神。
How did that happen?
这是怎么发生的？
That brings me to the idea of sin.
这就是罪。
Which is this factor, this corruption that has happened to us as people.
罪就是人心里的败坏。
From the very beginning of our history to now, sin has pervasively corrupted our world.
从有人类的历史开始罪就开始在败坏我们的内心。
And the idea of that is like in Romans 3:23, it says, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us here.
罗马书第三章第二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。我们每个人都是犯罪。
And we think that the world gets better because we've advanced in knowledge, technology. But if you know, historically, especially the older people here, no matter how good our technology has been, it gets worse, right?
随着人类知识的进步，技术的进步，也许事情有所改观，但是我们从历史上看到，事情非但没有改善，
what sin does,
更糟糕了。
Is it rips us and pulls us apart from other people, from one another?
罪摧毁了我们，分裂了我们，让我们与人越来越远。
It creates hatred in us for other people.
它在我们当中制造了仇恨。
It separates us especially from God.
它把，尤其是将我们与神更加的隔绝了。
From other people.
与人更加隔绝。
The people we love.
与我们爱的人隔绝。
And the people of this world as well, our neighbors.
与我们周遭世界的人隔绝。
So it affects every relationship that we have ever been in. It messes it up. What we are good has been ruined by sin.
最破坏了我们一切的人与周围一切的关系，破坏了人与上帝的关系。
Even if you lived a perfect life, if you could.
即便你的生活是完美的，如果
Even if you possibly could.The only person you could actually pay for your own sin is you, right? Because you could only cover yourself.
即便你有一个所谓完美的人生，但是，你的罪只有你自己能够。
If that happens, then heaven would be very lonely because it would just be you.
如果有天堂，你也会非常的孤独，因为只有你。
But because God, knowing that we are lonely and knows that we cannot fix this problem apart from Him, Jesus willingly came to the earth to die for us.
因为上帝看到我们是这样的无助，我们真的是无法为自己的罪来偿付，所以他派下他的独生子耶稣基督来救赎我。
He lived a perfect life.
他过了无罪的一生。
I can't even live a perfect day. Can you imagine that? A perfect life.
我自己都无法做过无罪的一天。
He lived a perfect life.
他过了无罪的一生。
And he dies in a most unjust death. I'm not lying, guys. It's an act of, like if you watch TV or movies and you see something that's very unfair, what happens? You get really mad, right?
他受了不该受的审判与刑罚。
You should get just as mad.
如果你看过影视作品，上面有很多。
Jesus' trial was illegal.
你可以看到，耶稣基督的判刑其实是违法的。
The way he died was terrible.
而他死去的方式也非常的可怕。
Like, people get scared just hearing about it.
很多人仅仅听到这个都会害怕。
It says he died, he resurrected after 3 days.
但是他死去三天之后，他又复活。
You see, when he died, he took all our sin because he lived a perfect life. Nobody else can live a perfect life like him.
没有人可以像他一样过无罪的一生，但是最后他为我们的罪而死。
And all that sin was placed upon him.
所有的罪都压在他的身上。
Okay, and this is something that I came to be aware of. I was fascinated by it. Your sins, all our sins, that means everybody in this room, aggregate, combined together, summary, all that sin is on Jesus.
你想想这真是很奇妙的事情。你所有的罪加起来，所有的人的罪加起来都压在他的身上。
But not just the sin from right now, all the sin from the past.
是过去、现在、未来所有的罪。
All the sin that you've never told anybody about, that you are so ashamed of.
你所有不为人知的罪，你所有羞于启齿的罪。
The sins you don't even know tomorrow that you're going to do.
那些你甚至明天就记不起来的罪。
You don't even know that's going to happen. So how would you know? Right. Yeah, all that sin, Jesus died for it.
所有的罪，耶稣为这些罪而死。
And then by resurrecting, your sin dies with Jesus. He pays for the consequence of it, the discipline of it.
耶稣 为你的罪献上了代价。
And he gives you a new life.
他给了你新造的生命。
And how we get that new life?
我们怎样得到这样的新生呢？
It's because God first gave it to us in grace.
因为上帝给我们恩典。
So we respond in faith.
所以我们用信心来回应。
We are called to respond by doing things like what Chris did and Kat did today, to worship him.
我们做的事情就是像今天敬拜团队一样来敬拜他。
When we gather together to pray, we give thanks.
我们一起来聚会，一起来献上感谢，来敬拜他。
And I'm going to stop. Look, so we don't need to look at those. I'm not going to go anywhere there. So I want you guys to understand that.
我希望你们能够明白。
Everything you've ever done wrong, God has died for that, so that you can have a relationship with Him.
你做的每一件错事，上帝已经为他付上了代价，所以你可以与上帝同在。
You have no right to be before a holy God. None of us here have a right to stand before a perfect God.
人本来是没有任何的资格可以在上帝面前。
And I'm the first to say that because even I was telling Chris and Kat even before I got here, I got into I got a moment of anger with a person that cut me off on the road.
即便刚才有人超我的车，我都发了火。
So.I'm first to honestly admit I fall short of His glory every day.
每天我都犯罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
What allows me to stand before you is not because I'm a good person. I'm not a better person than you.
我能站在这里，不是因为我是一个好人，或者我也不比你们谁更好一些。
I don't deserve to be here.
我不配站在这里。
It's a gift. It's a grace.
这是上帝的礼物，上帝的恩典。
And each of you here come before God with the same imperfection.
你们每一个人都带着同样的不完美来到上帝的面前。
You don't deserve to be here.
你也不配来到这里。
None of us.
我们每个人都不配。
But the reason we can is because God's gift is so great.
但是我们能这么做是因为上帝成就了伟大的事。
You are made whole. Your balance sheet with God is made perfect so that you look at God as His child.
你的罪被赎清了，所以你在他面前是完美的，你可以称作他的儿女。
That's the most...precious gift. You cannot pay for that gift.
这是最宝贵无价的礼物。
That's why we're thankful. Why our history says we should be thankful.
这就是我们为什么要感恩，为什么从我们的历史上来说，我们也应该感恩。
Whatever you think of the gospel, do you realize it's a reminder? It's a statement to us every day. You can tell yourself the story every day that yes, I didn't deserve to be before God.But I'm so thankful that I can stand before you now because Jesus has wiped my sins away.
你每次读圣经，你每次都可以，每一天你都可以告诉自己福音的故事。我不配，但是神抹去了我所有的罪。
I stand here. I don't deserve to stand here. I already told you guys this.
我已经告诉你们，我不配站在这里。
None of us deserve this, by God's grace.
但是我们每个人都是凭着上帝的恩典来到这里。
So, this season, when you think of Thanksgiving, remember the gospel story.
当我们感恩节的时候，我们再来思想福音的故事。
Remember who God is in your life.
思想上帝在你生命中的作
为。Do you realize He is sovereign of your life? That there's nothing that you or I can do that can pull us apart from Him. It's not like that you can choose to go left.And God's like surprised.
你没有认识到上帝的 全知全在全善，上帝是你无法躲避的。
Do you realize that when you make a mistake, you fall short of God's glory?
你是否意识到每次你犯罪，亏缺了神的荣耀
？That Jesus has already died for that mistake.
但是耶稣基督已经为他而死，付上了代价。
Do you know you stand before God? Not, you don't have to be ashamed.
当你站在面上帝面前，你因此可以，可以无愧的站在上帝面前。
Do you realize you can do nothing to earn that?
但是你什么也没有做，你就得到了这一切。
And then do you realize that you have never been left alone? Because every day you walk with God, every day, you've been blessed with this Holy Spirit to guide you and to point you back to Him.
你永远不会孤单，因为圣灵就与你同在，每一天都在带领你。
Be thankful because the gospel story, if you only listen to the sin part, it's just like tonight. When it's on, it's dark.
如果福音你只听有关罪的部分，那就像现在的晚上一样，一切都是黑暗的。
But a famous poet said these words.
但是有一位很有名的诗人说了这样的话。
His name is Tupac. Tupac, the rapper.
Okay.
Yeah. So Tupac said these words. He said, "After every dark night, there's a bright day."
每一个黑夜过后都有白天。
And I think that's what the gospel story is. There's a dark night because of your sin.
因为你的罪，这是一个黑暗的夜。
But then there is a bright day that follows. That's amazing.
但是之后有一个明亮的白天。
And when you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a part of that bright day.
如果你相信了耶稣基督，你在这个白天中就有份了。
You no longer have to live in the dark night.
你不用再永远活在黑暗的夜里。
So, I don't know if you guys will hear this today. I pray you will.
我希望你们今天可以听进去这个故事。
Because it is the greatest gift you will ever hear about.
因为这是你能收到的最好的礼物。
And I will rejoice if you can receive that greatest gift, because then I got to give it to you. Well, God gave it to you through me, so I'll be like, yay, you know, it'll be awesome.
因为我会为你接受这份礼物而大大的欢喜。
But I want to tell you, tonight, especially, I'm going to finish now. Sorry, it's really long. Two things. There's two people that are going to come up and share. Because that gift, they heard it,It has changed their life from dark day to bright day, bright night, bright dark night to bright day.
今天晚上就有两个人要来这里来做见证，他们的人生就从黑夜进入了白天。
And so, thank you for this time. Let me pray.
感谢大家，我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
上帝。